All right, now we are joined by Alan Keyes, and I'm going to turn over the whole show to Alan here, of course. He's taken over. We've had a fascinating day already, just a whirlwind of bombshell information and practical information that can help you save your own life, potentially, as this global pandemic continues to spread. Alan Keyes, it's a pleasure to have you on again, and I understand you had a question for me today. I don't know what that is, but welcome to the show.
Well, it's a question. It should be right up your alley. Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here. I want to say hello to everybody. I'll be back for an hour today, and we'll be talking about some other possible ways to help people fortify their health in a present environment where things are getting a little iffy. But I was reading an article at Zero Hedge, right? And I think they've been doing some pretty good reporting about this. They're very skeptical, of course, of the notion that this virus is not something man-made. And in commenting on it, they actually talked about some of the things that have been speculated. And he said in a sentence, as a reminder, the running narrative is that the new coronavirus lay dormant in bats somewhere between 20 and 70 years, then crossed over to humans through an unknown species before it emerged at a Wuhan, China meat market roughly 900 feet from a level 4 bioweapons lab. And aside from the slightly facetious note there, I was kind of curious about the statement that it lay dormant, right? Because it immediately occurred to me that lay dormant part, wouldn't that be something that if you were trying to weaponize a virus, you might be interested in understanding how you get the virus to lay dormant for a while? And if you could manipulate that, you could turn it into an even more treacherous attack on an opponent. Is that just idle speculation, or would that be something to look into?
Actually, you've nailed something that I didn't even have time to talk about. It's the binary weapon aspect of this when you combine 5G. 5G wireless, which the electromagnetic fields, once they interact with your skin, it produces what are called peroxynitrites in your body, and it causes what are called ion-gated calcium channels, which is a poisoning of your cells due to the excess voltage. This is not ionizing radiation, but it's excess voltage from 5G. So isn't it interesting that in Wuhan, they have 5G technology from Huawei, at the same time they have this virus escaping? Is it possible, I guess I'm asking you another question, but is it possible that it's the convergence of these two things that makes it so dangerous to people? I don't know the answer to that. I'm not claiming there's a 5G conspiracy to weaponize the virus, but when we're dealing with multiple vectors, you can have toxicity or compromised immune function from many different angles, and it seems like humanity is now in the midst of this toxic cocktail of mass poisoning through electromagnetic exposure as well as viruses and chemical exposure and hormone disruptors. It's a cocktail.
Well, see, I find that everybody's being discouraged from doing conspiracy thinking, and yet the advances in our technology are offering people weapons possibilities. Because what ran across my mind as just a speculative thought was that you would look into the possibility of being able to create a virus that would lay dormant until it was triggered by something.
Yes.
So that you could actually infiltrate a country to such a degree that once you triggered it, you might be able to wipe out a good part of its population. So well, you'd have something that was quietly as effective as nuking them out that they wouldn't know about till it hit them. That's one of those thoughts that crossed my mind. I said, whoa, we are in a strange age.
You're not out of line at all. In fact, humans, you know, coexist with many thousands of different viral strains, most of which are harmless. But when the immune function is sufficiently weakened, then latent viruses in your own body emerge and start to replicate and take over. This can happen with something as simple as herpes or chickenpox or hepatitis A or hepatitis C. So yeah, I mean, what you're saying is absolutely true. Could it be weaponized? For sure. But yeah. This virus, I think, is hitting us just now. It's not waiting for anything.
That's right, it's not. But if they were looking to do something like that and they didn't take proper precautions, maybe they were hoisted by their own petard. Who knows? Anyway, we are going to have to take a break, and then we'll be right back to continue this kind of discussion. Welcome back. Well, I have my good friend Bob Sisson with me again today, and we are going to be following up on the kind of mentality that was at work in Mike Adams' presentation, because we're living in a world that now is posing, obviously, a threat that's focused on the coronavirus. But we all of us know that on account of various and assorted changes in the human environment, because of our technology, because of things that are being done by the health industries, the pharmaceutical industry, all of these people, there are a proliferating number of ways in which our body is being subject to various kinds of attack from the environment in which we live. All these folks out there worried about what's happening to the earth and so forth and so on, and meanwhile don't seem to be quite as interested in paying attention to what is happening to us in terms of this organism being subjected to all kinds of stresses and strains and attacks that we weren't used to in the course of the days before we had these massive technological advances. We'll be talking about one of those today with a good friend of ours, Mark Grennan, who is coming on as our guest to talk about something that is actually, like you were just hearing with vitamin C, a way of using or unleashing natural mechanisms that help the body to fortify itself against various dangers that have then to be dealt with by the immune system and other aspects of the body, but that are actually like cleansers that help to both clean and eliminate various toxic things, but at the same time prepare the body better to live in an environment that is as constantly dangerous as the one we now find ourselves in. So I'm going to turn it over to Bob so you can introduce Mark a little better.
All right.
And then we can get into discussing with him something that Bob and I have been working on together in various ways, and he has been in the forefront of for the last several years.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Dr. Keyes. We have Mark Grennan and one of his sons. I'm thinking it's John. I'm not for sure. Who we got out there, Mark?
Joseph.
Joseph, okay, I'm sorry.
Joseph, yep, Joseph.
Okay, you have several sons, and I can't keep up with them all. Welcome to the show, guys. Mark Grennan is a friend of mine. Dr. Keyes and I met up with him last summer in Denver, and we learned about chlorine dioxide and what it does. Of course, I'd already known. I've been using this in Uganda for many years. And there's a lot of neat stuff, but Mark, if you want to open it up and tell us a little bit about what is chlorine dioxide and how does it work in the body, and we got a whole hour, so we're going to get a lot of information out today.
Sure. I just want to say thank you for having us on. 11 years ago, Joe and I were praying in Santo Domingo that one day we'd be able to get on the Alex Jones show and and tell them about what we've found, and through another man that was a miner, and it's a really crazy story. But let me tell you, first of all, I just want to thank Alex Jones for his stand, and I love what I just heard him say. Mike Adams also, and Alan, great. I'm glad Alex has had you on, and you're a very smart man, probably a lot smarter than me. So, Bob, I don't know so much about, but
yeah, exactly. I hope you're talking to Alan.
Yeah, no, I'm talking. No, but we're good friends, and what's cool is we all know the Lord. We all are asking God's help, and God put this together. So, quickly, just a real quick overview. I found this as a missionary pilot in the Dominican Republic in Haiti, working with medical teams. All my family ended up working with medical teams, and we got this MRSA, this staph infection, from the hospitals. I was working in surgery. Joe was interpreting in surgery. We had a regular pharmacy in our house as missionaries, helping a lot of people. Well, we couldn't cure our MRSA. They wanted to cut off my other son's leg because of the MRSA. So I frantically got on the internet and found a book by a guy, and I laughed at first and just pushed it aside, called Miracle Mineral Supplement by a guy named Jim Humble. I figured, well, it's Miracle, the guy's named Humble, this can't be true. So I just pushed it aside. But a couple weeks later, I was pushed back to it through the internet, and he offered his book, first half, for free. I read it, and I'm like, wow, this makes sense. Make a long story short, I got the MMS, this is what he called it, Miracle Mineral Solution, and I got the activator. I made it in my home. I didn't want to give it to my kids in case it killed me. I'd be the sacrificial lamb, I guess. And so I cured myself within 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Never came back to this day. Joe and my other children, all eight of them, my wife never got it, but my other eight children did. All of my eight children did. Took about a year or so later because by the time everybody learned.
About a year before we got rid of the breakouts.
You have it? Do you have
no,
it today?
No, I've been healed.
Okay, so that's sent us on a journey to start praying and asking God to help us in Dominican Republic. Didn't know Jim Humble from Adam's house cat. Had no idea. I wrote him and thanked him for finding it, and he wrote me back, and we kind of corresponded. But for 3 years, from 2006 to 2009, we were using it all over Haiti, Dominican Republic, curing diabetes, HIV, dengue fever, cancers, stroke victims.
Now, wait. Hold on a second. You are telling me that all the things you just listed, you were using this MMS, and it was actually having effects to get rid of all of these various things you talk about?
Yes, sir. And the reason why we even attempted to try other things is because in Jim's book, he was in Africa trying things, and he ended up just curing malaria 100% of the time in a day. Next day, they were fine. And that's a parasite. That's not a virus. So he said what happened was the cancer patients were getting cured. And the diabetes patient, HIV.
Yeah.
And he's going, what is this? This is crazy. And then he wrote a book. And I got the book. And I'm going to say, Joe, let's try it here for other things. And they were getting healed. I'm using the word healed like in the Bible. Literally, yeah, healed. We call restored health, cure. You know. Hello?
Well, I just wanted to back up what you're saying. Because I've been using this in Uganda since 2011. I originally went to Uganda in 1991. 20 years I stayed here working as a plumber, supporting people over there doing things. And I went back in 2011. I used to just take it on the airplane with me, told the folks in Knoxville it was water treatment, which it is, and took it over there and found that what you're saying is absolutely true. And this last year, I took Dr. Allen and Bob from the studio, and we went to Uganda, and we treated 2,000 people in 3 days. And we actually went during the dry season because we were going to redo the malaria test that the Red Cross did. By the way, you can go to YouTube, do Red Cross, malaria, MMS, and Uganda, and you'll see a test that was done in 2012 where the Red Cross tested it and cured a lot of people, and they tried to cover it up. But anyway,
now, when you say cure, make it clear what you mean about the malaria. This is just about malaria.
I mean, it kills malaria. In our case, we knew how to do it. We tested it. It killed malaria in 2 hours.
What that means is that the parasite is found there, and after 2 hours or so,
absolutely,
it is gone. Now, that original test, it took a day. They would take a day. They went back the next day. When we were over there, we were doing the same thing, and within 2 hours, the parasite was gone. And we'll talk a little bit when we get back over the break, because this is really amazing. I mean, the first time I was listening to this, I was like you, Mark. I was thinking, this can't be, and so forth and so on. And then I read Jim Humble's account of what happened with him, right? And how folks had taken it, and the next day they were up and around. They had malaria, and then it was gone. And so you read it, and you say, well, I can't. That doesn't make it. Because the whole world would be all over this, right? Mm. Especially Africa, where you have all this malaria.
It's the number one killer in the history of the world. It's killed billions of people. Killed.
Now, we have to, we'll get into this. Because this is the remarkable attention getter that I think seems to be lost on so many people in the world. We have to ask ourselves, why is it lost? We'll get into all of those questions. And I know a lot of you out there might be skeptical, but you just take a careful listen right after we get back. Welcome back. Now, we have been talking about MMS, or chlorine dioxide. And I want to get back to Mark and see if you could help folks understand a little bit, because I know that the word miracle occurs in there somewhere, and people often are a little suspicious of that word. We use it a lot with respect to all kinds of things in our sciences and, of course, in our various and assorted faiths, especially the miracles worked by Christ and so forth. But we're talking about something that actually has a fairly straightforward history, first of practical use as a disinfectant. Chlorine dioxide is used, among other things, to purify water, and it's used in hospitals and other places to put on surfaces that need to be cleaned in areas where people might be served food and other things like this might occur. So there is an empirical explanation, and I wonder if you could share with people a little bit, Mark, what is happening when taken in the right way and in the right dosages, chlorine dioxide goes to work internally, helping to cleanse the body. What's going on?
Okay, so we let me just say that MMS is sodium chlorite with a T. It's like salt, sodium chloride, very similar, okay? And when you mix it with an acid, in this case, we use the same acid that's in your stomach at 4% hydrochloric acid, it turns into chlorine dioxide. Now, Sir Humphrey Davies in 1811 discovered how to make chlorine dioxide. And so it's been around, what's that, 200 and something years now? It's been around 209 years. And yeah, 209 years. Bob's the mathematician because he's a plumber. But listen, so now there's over Jim says 100,000 patents. I've found 30,000 patents for chlorine dioxide. And to even get the approval for a patent, you have to, at least in theory, prove that it works. And many of them are medical applications for chlorine dioxide. Like you said, they use it in hospitals. They use it in the anthrax scare, the tent, the whole building, killed anthrax. They use it the Katrina disaster to kill all the black mold in the houses by tenting the houses. They
use it in purification.
Gymnasiums, purification, cans. All the cans are sprayed with that, so nothing will grow before they can.
The chlorine dioxide gas is used to kill MRSA in locker rooms.
Like in locker rooms.
Yes.
Meat packing plants. We used to sell chicken in the Dominican Republic in Haiti. And that we could smell the chlorine dioxide. Mm-hmm. They spray all the chickens, and you don't have to wash it off because it's non-toxic.
It turns into sodium chloride.
Salt. Sodium chloride. So,
hey, Mark,
what we've seen. Yes, sir.
I would also like to mention, if you don't mind me interrupting for a second, that Carrie Rivera at CarrieRivera.com has a great interview that she did with Stephanie Seneff, the MIT scientist, where she shows that it not only destroys glyphosate, which is a major issue today, but it converts it into three elements that your body needs. So you can't get any better than that. It kills the stuff that's trying to kill us, and it makes it help us. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, but I think it's really important to give people a sense of what's going on, because we know that in the world out there, it has various and assorted uses that are not in any way toxic. You can inhale and so forth and so on, but we're talking about actually taking it. It was just like on the segment that Mike Adams did, where you're injecting vitamin C in a certain form. So it's being used internally. What is actually going on in the body?
Okay, so when you ingest chlorine dioxide and they put it in water and you ingest the water, it's so they already doing it as at a government level. It's EPA approved. It's FDA approved. So when it goes in your mouth, what it does, it's an oxidizer. And this is where people think oxidation is just throwing oxygen at something. No, it's a voltage. And oxygen has a voltage of 1.3 volts. So when it's in the body, that voltage, that oxidizer called oxygen, will go and make electrons come. It's an electron receiver from pathogens. Now, if oxygen doesn't hurt good things in your body, so how can chlorine dioxide? Well, it can't because it's only 0.95 volts. It's not strong enough. If oxygen can't kill or hurt something good, we definitely can't with chlorine dioxide. But the cool thing is all the pathogens, the viruses, the bacteria, the funguses, 99% of them have a potential where they have to give up electrons. They have a voltage potential of less than chlorine dioxide. That's why they have to give electrons to the chlorine dioxide, and they die. And that's just so, it's physics. God set this up.
So now, isn't there a video like quantumleap.is that explains a lot of this and also has a lot of testimonies? And then speaking of testimonies, don't you have somewhere where our viewers can and our listeners can go to see a lot of testimonies? We have thousands and thousands of testimonies of people who have been gotten better using this.
Sure, we think millions have been taking it around the world and have tried it. And we know just in the water, people have tried it, but the government putting it in there. But what we do is every week we put out a newsletter called the G2ChurchNews.org. And we put out a free newsletter. And every week I have 10 testimonies coming in from around the world, and that's been going on for years. And so we have it in Spanish and English, and we've done 63 seminars now around the world. So there's a lot. And we're getting attacked. Just ask Alan. He mentions us, and he gets attacked, you know, because he was a former ambassador, and they attack him. What are you doing with this cult? Well, if we were a cult, we wouldn't tell you how to make this in your own home. You don't even have to talk to us. We'll show you how to make it free on videos. We'll show you how to take it free on videos. And you can do that. We want you to practice self-care. There's a Bible verse that I want to just mention just before you talk. It's found in 1 Corinthians 3. This is our verse that we follow. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. And we want to clean out the temple by detoxing. And guess what? When you do that and build up the body's systems, stop toxins from coming in, it starts working like God intended.
Yeah, then God himself, and that's what we say, you detox your body properly, and then God himself comes along and heals you. Praise the Lord. Hey, I have your book here, A World, Imagine a World Without Disease. You can get that on Genesis2Church.is.
Well, G2 Church Books, we have a special site, G2ChurchBooks.org. This is the first volume. That's the second volume, and this is more about why your body's in a disease state. There's not many diseases, folks. There's only one disease. It's in the state of disease, your body, or it's not. Now, 100 years ago, there were only 12 listed diseases and only about 100 plant-based.
Mark, let's get a little bit further into that. We're coming up on a break here, but I just want people to realize as you're listening to this, that this is something that is aimed at making your body stronger by eliminating things that are putting pressure on your health. That's all it is. So give it some thought. We'll be right back to continue this discussion. We're back. Now, I want to take a little minute. I'm going to ask Bob to go into his experience with this, because a lot of times you will hear folks talking about things like this, and they're out there, and in the world we live in now, especially when it has to do with anything that has to do with your health, everybody's looking to make $1 billion and take over this and take over that and so forth and so on. The remarkable thing, and it's one of those things that has really attracted my attention to all of this, is that when you get into the cost factor of MMS, it's a remarkable story that promises to bring something that can really fortify health within the reach of poorer people, poorest people, in fact, throughout the world. What does that look like when you start to go through it?
Well, I just wanted to I want to share with y'all. We've been using this in Uganda for a long time, and when we needed to resupply, I got on the Alibaba and got over and I ordered some out of China. It turns out I'm probably the largest using it for something like this that there is on the planet. I order it by the ton. Everybody else gets it in these little bottles. I think that's why God sat me in this chair today to talk to y'all. But the reality is, if we buy this in bulk, and I ordered some again last night because I think the price is going to go up. We're going to show you people out there in just a minute that you can make your own. You can distribute it to your whole area. I made 400 bottles of this 3 weekends ago, another 400 bottles 2 weekends ago, and I was using 40 pounds of sodium chlorite, and that's with a T. Now, if you buy this by the ton, like I could out of China at one point, I can fill this bottle, and Mark probably doesn't want me to hear this, but it for 7 pennies, I can fill this bottle right here. A lot cheaper than the bottle cost, I might add. And this would last a young couple in America more than a year if they were taking it at an accelerated rate.
When you talk about how easy it is to make, though, I went over to Uganda and participated in a few days when we had folks coming in from different places, some of the poorer areas that you can imagine, folks who have a hard time even getting hold of water and things like this.
Right.
Right. And how many pennies a day or pennies per
dose?
Are we talking about?
We calculated that Biden bought. You can cure 800 people, not cure, but you can treat 800 people with malaria for $1.
$1.
800 for a dollar.
Now, this on a continent where malaria is one of those things that is holding back
right.
the ability to develop the potential of human beings throughout the continent. And you would think, well, you jump at a chance to try to find out. And the thing that bothers me about what's going on in the so-called health sector these days is if they can't figure out some way to make billions of dollars off of it, they don't want to pay any attention. And yet there are poor people suffering all around the world who could really do with an inexpensive way to try to strengthen the body in order either to avoid or help to deal with the things that will be constantly attacking it in our present environment. I just wanted to go into that because I think this is remarkable. And so then you go over there and you can actually help people in bulk, right, by a means that you can share, they can make it at home.
Well, basically. Yeah, and Mark, please forgive me for a minute, but I really wanted to get this out because Melania Trump has been mistreated by people over here horribly, and I'm ashamed of our people, the way they act. But, you know, she has an interest in helping the people of Africa, and I was going to ask President Trump if he would allow us, with her blessing, to go over there. We can put this in Uganda. Everybody lives in these little mud huts, maybe 15 feet around with a thatched roof on it. But we can put this in every one of those mud huts in all of Uganda for $400 million. Sounds like a lot. And that's at $2, figuring distribution costs, labeling, whatever. That's at $2, 200 million of these. And that should about do it, 1.2 billion people. So the challenge is now for President Trump to make this happen. Melania would then be the most famous person on the planet.
I have to take advantage of this moment to make sure that we don't have people coming down on Bob. I know what people are like these days, and he just said, you know, everybody living in mud huts. Everybody in Uganda does not live in mud huts. We know this. It's just that all of the folks that Bob is working with. You understand? Now you understand what this man is about. And he's not about making money or doing any of that. He's about going to the poorest of the poor and doing something, as Christ would have his heart do, to help out. And I think y'all have been pretty much motivated in the same vein at Genesis 2. Isn't that right, Mark?
Yes. 10 years ago, we started the church with Jim Hubble. He came and lived with us for 3 years, and we told him what we've been doing. He's been showing us what he's been doing, and we just took off and started this Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing. I was a missionary pilot, so I was already working with medical teams. They couldn't help with me at the MRSA. I saw the MMS did, and I started using it for other things, so we just started a church. Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing, anybody's welcome. Anybody. You don't even have to become a member for us to help you. We want you to know how to do this, practice self-care, get this stuff, and make it yourself. If you can't, look, we even have a thing where you can take on the plane now.
Travel kit. Yeah.
A travel kit that, well, you can take right on the plane for people that are traveling. But we tell people, make it yourself if you have to. Most people won't, so you got to have it available. And the reason why I was telling you about that verse is the diseased state of the body is caused by toxins through the food, through the medication, through the air, through the bad water, through the clothing, the things we breathe, the things we're taking in our mouth. And what chlorine dioxide does, it takes all those toxins out and the heavy metals, and the fungus, and kills the cancer, and the bad bacteria, and the bad viruses, because there are good ones, and the parasites. And so
it's a selective oxidizer.
It's so simple to do, and you can take it in your water bottle. You can carry it with you. Now, let me tell you about this. The viruses we've dealt with, because this is the topic of the day, as Ebola. We cured it in Sierra Leone. Cured it. I'm going to use that word as a church because these preachers in the streets, in the campaign say, in Jesus' name, you're healed. You're cured. So I can say cure. Here, I'm a church. Okay? And we did that with Ebola. We did that with dengue. These are viruses. We did that with Zika. We did that with chikungunya in an outbreak in Dominican Republic. Chagas. Those are all viruses, and the Ebola is amazing. You hemorrhage everywhere. Nothing like this coronavirus flu. On the back of the Clorox bottle, not to be confused, Clorox is not this, but it is a chlorine. It says it will cure coronavirus. There's a patent for chlorine dioxide to cure coronavirus also. So it's already been proven, folks, that it can cure this. Mm-hmm. You don't have to, I don't get worried about this. I told Bob, and Bob said to me, we'll go to a hospital without masks. Let us go in there and treat everybody in the hospital. I'll be taking the doses, guarantee you. I'll be having a bottle
spray
right there.
Bottle
maybe
also.
A little spring, stronger. But I'll do that to prove to the world that this will kill the coronavirus.
Count me in.
Well, one of the things that I think is important for people to realize, we're not selling anything here, and we're not trying to convince you of something, because we think and believe that people need to investigate for themselves. But what I will say to you is you need to take a look at this. You need to be thinking about it. You need to be reading the material on it. And when you have digested the facts, then come to a conclusion about what you think it's capable of. That's what I did. It's why I went over with Bob. It's why I have been taking MMS myself. I think that this is remarkable, not so much for me, but for the implications in a world where they're telling us that everything must cost billions upon billions upon billions of dollars. It appears that God has provided us with a path that is available to people who don't have those billions. And if we were investing ourselves in making sure people got the knowledge about this, that knowledge would now help them to go a long way toward better health in the environments in which they now have to live because of our technology, but also because of things that have plagued mankind for a long time. We're going to continue with this discussion.
We can wipe out disease
after this message. Welcome back. No, Alex Jones hasn't, made a drastic change in his looks.
You got to act a little crazier.
I'm Alan Keyes. So in many ways, if you listen to me, I think I probably resemble Alex Jones a little bit. We certainly act from the same sense that I was there mouthing the words with that wonderful quotation from Thomas Jefferson, which, by the way, is in the rotunda in the Jefferson Memorial. You can go look at it. And it's one of those sentiments that I certainly share. And it's what Alex Jones and InfoWars and I and others who are trying to just share information, get people to think about things clearly, because in point of fact, tyranny over the mind is not that they want you to stop using it. They just want you to use it in the way they tell you, for the things they tell you, rather than in the way God expected, for the things that are actually going to help benefit and preserve you and all mankind if you are just willing to follow the path he has laid out for this very good thinking instrument that we have. And so if you're willing to use your mind in the right way, you can come to the right conclusions. And I think that what we're talking about here today on the show is one of those things. Now, we have said repeatedly, Mark, that this is something that it's easy for people to do. It's kind of not only learn it for yourself, but test it out for yourself. Can you give, just quickly run through, the simple process by which if they had this combination of bottles right here with MMS and HCL, they would actually be able to prepare, for example, a little test dose for themselves?
Okay, just so people know, you'll add one drop of this with one drop of this, MMS and the activator. You wait 30 seconds, you'd see it turn in amber. You add 3 or 4 ounces of water, and that's your first dose. We treat every illness on earth. We start the same way. As it gets more involved, we maybe back down. But that's as simple as that. Now, I want to say this. The coronavirus, I would take six drops of this, and 4 ounces of water after it activated, and I take that every 2 hours for the first day 4 times, the next day 4 times, and you'll probably kick it out. But let me
wait a minute. As you're going through this, I want to try a little test, because every time I watch these commercials on TV, they go through and they show the sunshiny people and all the wonderful things they're going to be able to do after you take X, Y, or Z. And then they give you, right at the end, they give you a long list of possible side effects, including death. Would you mind doing the equivalent of that? If people do this with the right dosage in the right way, what kind of side effects can they expect?
But 13 years I've been having people come to us 30 days at a time, okay? And we see all the side effects you can imagine, from people with tumors like this to, you know, just internal things. The worst side effects, because we don't let it get any worse than this, is little diarrhea. And in fact, when we see loose bowels, we tell them to break down, back down. Why? Because if you start detoxing quickly, you're going to have runs. The body's going to start kicking out these toxins. If you go too fast, you get die-off or healing crisis. It's also called Herxheimer reaction. So you just back down, and that's it. That's what, maybe a little headache, maybe a little stomach ache. If you're going too fast, you back down, it goes away. You even stop for a day and start again. Half a drop an hour, and you work up. The most people do, and this is fourth stage cancer people, the most they do is 3 drops an hour with some other things we might add, and that's it to cure their cancer. It might take a year if they've been growing something for a couple years, or it might take a few months. If it's diabetes, it'd be less. If it's HIV, it'd be less time. I have to
now
mention this.
You're actually saying that with a regimen such as you describe, you have had people who have been relieved of these problems.
Yes, sir. And we've had thousands. You can go to mmstestimonials.co, and you can see thousands. It's categorized. We have it in Spanish, too, on
iglesiahenesisdos.org.
So we have it in Spanish. But I have to do this, Alan. Give me 2 minutes. I mean, 2 seconds. I'd be amiss not to mention Jim Humble, our hero, that it really, this is the book you want to get. You don't want to get his first book because it's so out of date. MMS Health Recovery Guidebook by Jim Humble. And this is the Bible. I don't say that word lightly, but Bible means book. This is the MMS Bible. It'll tell you how to give it to kids, to dogs, and everything. The books I have, I really think people should have them also, because I would really like Alex to read this book and talk about why we have disease on the earth, and then the history of what we've been doing in the second volume. And I give away the first ebook for free. So if you don't want to buy the whole book, you don't have to. But I want them to see, look, read this, and if you want the rest of it, get it.
Yeah, and it's even got the protocols, and we have the protocols on video also to tell you exactly step by step how to do it, from starting procedure, protocol 1000. We have them named differently, but all of them are there free on the internet for anybody who has the MMS. They can go ahead and do these protocols and detox, and they can cure themselves from all these different diseases, because we have hundreds of testimonies.
Yeah, hundreds, thousands. Okay. And the thing that
So tell us again exactly what website to go to get the ebook, because we have a lot of people that want to see that book.
G2churchbooks.org.
And that's That's just a two.
Yeah, number two.
A number two, yes.
G2churchbooks. Right. We were thrown off after Alan mentioned about the two-hour thing that we paid for back in last year. We were thrown off YouTube. Millions of views. Millions on our testimonies. They took us off. Google even wrote an algorithm against us. They own YouTube. We've been hit by the papers. Every seminar we go to, they try to show up and break up our church service. Even in England, they did it to us. We threw them out because we're a church. Now, you can also go Genesis2Church.is is where you can find a link to everything.
Our weekly newsletter, the documentary.
Well,
and you know that.
This is why we're using Mike Adams' Brighteon now. And we encourage everybody to get to Brighteon, forget YouTube. And I got a caution for all the people, these big tech people that are messing with God's people. I'm going to warn you guys, not a lot of times either. You better be careful, because God is now stepping in on behalf of his people. And this is going to get, it's going to be a situation where God comes along. He put President Trump in office, And he put Melania there, obviously. And when you attack these people that God put in, including Alex Jones, and a shout out to Alex, he presents the gospel very clearly. Amen. Choose this day Amen. Whom you will serve. It's either God or the devil. And you got two choices. Choose wisely, because your eternity depends on it. But anyway, yes, be careful, because everybody that attacks God's people is really attacking God. It's not Alex Jones or President Trump they don't like. It's God himself that people don't like. And that's about as dumb as it gets, trying to attack God. So that's just a little warning for all our friends out there that are trying to shut us down. There's going to be a time coming really soon when everybody realizes that the living God intends to heal everybody.
One of the things that I think we always have to keep in mind when we're thinking about all these attacks, because we have been attacked, and I thought it was kind of, actually, I'm sorry, I found it kind of amusing. Why? Because they can't attack you if you're walking the walk in God's way, except by lying. And so they just lie. And they portrayed poor Bob here as somebody who's some money-grubbing individual out there trying to make money off poor people. It's all just a lie. But if you look at the facts, and this is why they're trying to discourage people from doing it. See, because if you go out and you seek out those facts for yourself and you look at the truth for yourself, then you can make your own judgment about what is going on and about the people who are involved in it. And that's all that I would say I recommend that you do. Because I think if you are looking at the facts, if you are thinking these things through for yourself, if you decide that you want to give it a test for yourself, then you can come to conclusions, as I myself did. But I think keep in the back of your mind while you're doing it that a lot of the things that go on these days are being manipulated by people, and the one goal they do have in mind is to make sure that this is done, or if it's presented, why wouldn't you want to research something like this and scientifically establish beyond any reasonable doubt the truth about it so that it could then be widely available to people around the world? You know why they're not doing it? Because they figured they can't make billions upon billions of dollars from Amen. It. And if they haven't figured out a way to monetize it, as they say, they don't want to get it out there. Well, we do. So go look for yourself. If you have the time, you've got the internet, we've got the means, go look for yourself, think it through, and then make your own judgment about what's going to be best for your health. In the environment we're living in right now, it's an imperative. We'll be right back after this.